Matt Grzalski, the university archivist, says there are different texts and photographs on display for this school that beat the odds.
In the SIU's case in particular, I have read accounts or even talk to people in casual conversation who mention that SIU as an institution sort of happened when it shouldn't.
Grzalski says to get the university located in Carbondale, the city had to compete with other towns in southern Illinois like Centralia. Then, in 1869, the Illinois legislature decided Carbondale won the bidding war. But the rural location was not ideal. Despite that, SIU thrived.
The fact that over the years this institution grew as fast as it did to be a comprehensive doctoral research university was pretty phenomenal. And in fact, I was once listening to an interview with Charles Tenney, who was an administrator here for many years, from the 30s through the 60s, said that SIU had in about a quarter century time grown in such a way that it has taken other institutions 100 years to do. I mean, it was that fast.
For more historical information about SIU and its architecture, check out the Old Campus exhibit at Morris Library's Hall of Presidents. It will be on display now through December. Available hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. I'm Jordan Maddox.